Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All three phases. Smiles for C.J. Stroud and celebration time. This is the first win for the Texans in Baltimore in franchise history. Lopsided win today for the Houston Texans as they beat up on the Baltimore Ravens. 44-10, the final.
44-10 was the final. You heard it courtesy of CBS Sports. First win for the Texans in Baltimore in franchise history. Ed Norris, the Ravens were no match for the Houston Texans yesterday.
Not even close. That was the worst. I feel like I say this every week now. That's the worst game I've ever seen the Ravens play. And now this was the worst game I've ever seen the Ravens play.
Stay tuned.
Wow. I moved here the year they won the Super Bowl. I've never seen anything like this since.
Even when they lost, remember when they lost all their cornerbacks and Big Ben threw for like five touchdowns in the first half? This is worse.
This is definitely worse.
It's worse.
It was much worse. It was just, I cannot believe how many points they give up.
They're on pace to be the first team in NFL history to give up 600 points.
Ooh. Well, Jeremy, are the problems more than the injuries?
Oh, man. I think the injuries are the biggest problem, but people don't want to hear it. Give me another reason. I'm not the biggest fan of the head coach in this town. I didn't like him getting booed coming off the field, but...
That was expensive. But all that, be paying all those people to boo.
That's nice, man. it was 10 cents a person. It added up quick. But when you're looking at the team, I do think there's some issues, but we've said this. Even if they lose next week, so here you are, you're 1-5. This team still has enough talent on it to make a run and get in the postseason, but you're digging such a deep hole that you need everything to go perfect. So I do think there are other wholesale issues, and hearing players like Kyle Van Noy and Derrick Henry being asked is the message from the coaches getting through to you. And like Kyle Van Noy was like, that's above my pay grade at first, but I feel fine with that message.
Okay.
And then Derrick Henry's like, I'm not going that way. Derrick Henry's like, I'm not. It's so easy to turn negative and just throw. And you can almost appreciate it, but it sucks because we're not used to seeing a team play like this.
No. Ed, our heads about to roll?
I think they should. I think when things are going this badly, I think you have to make a change, and you have to. Like, this defense is just, it's god-awful. I cannot believe, again, how many, but they're giving them like 40 points a game. This is unheard of. I mean, how can you possibly keep it the same? And listen, yesterday, I get it. I said yesterday.
I heard it.
Jesus, I can't help myself.
Yesterday, did y'all see Baker?
Yesterday aside, what happened in week one when he gave
This is what I'm saying. I didn't finish. I cut myself off.
Yeah, because you said yesterday.
Yeah, I pulled a Shiloh. I interrupted myself.
Don't cut me off, Rob.
Granted, you had Pro Bowlers. All pros out yesterday.
The team's best players were out there.
Yeah, I mean, you had Roquan out and Kyle out and Wiggins had to leave and BK's out for the season. However, this was not the case the whole season.
Right.
So you had these guys on the field before this, and it was still the same. So something's got to change.
Can I tell you the worst thing about this, or who I feel the worst for, is Rashad Bateman. After watching yesterday's game, he's just running routes. You ain't getting the ball. I mean, they threw it to him three times, but again, you're going to be out there running routes if Cooper Rush is quarterbacking, and you might see your 1 to 2 passes a game. That ain't what you want if you're a wide receiver. It's a rough watch, man.
Hey, I saw your body language change, Mike, when I asked our heads about the rule. Your body language.
I don't think the heads are about to roll. I think they'll go to at least the bye, maybe, before they do anything. Yeah. Or maybe the midseason. But I see a lot of stuff going on out there. I mean, and you can't always see it on TV, but coverage is in the red zone. They don't know what they're doing. They're looking at each other, bewildered, and saying, well, are we supposed to be in this? Are we supposed to be in that? They really don't know.
Yeah.
Offensively, I don't know what they were trying to accomplish yesterday. I mean, were they going into dink and dunk passing offense? Were you supposed to go to?
I said to Ed and Jeremy earlier, to me, the biggest F that play call move was 4th and 2 on their own 28, and Zay Flowers, the wide receiver, false starts. Wide receivers don't false start. They're watching the ball. That was the biggest him saying, man, F that play call. Now we're going to punt. We ain't going for it down here. I thought, to me, it just looked like he was just, we ain't going for it right now.
There were a lot of signs that you had to look at. I mean, in Bateman, where he didn't try to make a play on that pass down the right sideline with
he stopped.
Like 6:20-something left in the game.
Yeah, Jeremy's talking about Bateman not getting the ball. He just stopped.
But again, that's part of the reason. Like, you get complacent out there. You shouldn't. You're a professional. But you're running, I'm not getting the ball. Oh, the ball's coming my way. It's like you see this stuff happen because the guys that don't get a chance to touch, they don't want to come out and block all damn day and just run the top off and all that nonsense.
Well, it's different when you win.
Oh, yeah.
But
you can't
when you're
say
losing,
anything.
When you're losing.
But can we go back
to a different story?
Mike's point about the confusion. This is what's got me, and this is why I don't think they're going to make a change because they don't change people yet, but I think they should. And this is the reason because this is not the confusion you talk about yesterday. Not the first time we've seen it. Last week you had, I think it was Wiggins, his hands up like, whoa, and I know exactly what he's doing. What coverage are we in?
What are we in?
What are we in? And he doesn't know.
Because the look doesn't match the coverage.
And this has been going on since Orr took over. This is what happened last year.
Yep.
Where there was confusion in the secondary, terrible confusion, and it looks like the same thing is going on, and that should never happen. It should never happen where guys are confused all the time.
Jeremy Kahn, is the season salvageable?
I think it is, but again, it's going to take a lot, and he likes all those cliche and sayings. You're going to have everybody rowing at the same time. I mean, you got to get this thing going. Everybody has to be on that page. You can make this run, especially with the way your schedule sets up and the fact that you have the Steelers twice down the stretch. Steelers still have some really good teams to face that you've already faced. But again, it don't look good. Like, you're asking them to change what we've just seen. I don't know how you change that
in
overnight.
A week.
Yeah. I mean, you can get healthier, and that helps, but
I think the only thing that's helping them is an early bye. That's the only thing I think can give them any help.
Something we didn't like at first.
No, when that's something you never like. You never want to see an early bye. But now you can get, hopefully, some of these guys get healthy where they can play right after the bye, because now it'll give you, three more weeks to get them ready, and then get your act together where guys are not confused, and coverages, you know what your responsibilities are.
But even when they're not confused, I'm watching plays, and I understand the pass rush isn't great, and you're not getting there, but it wasn't even like C.J. Stroud needed extra time to get the ball. There were third downs where he dropped back, 3-step, 5-step drop, and just threw it to the guy on the outside, and he ran for a first or damn near it to get it. I'm going, where are guys? There was that skinny post that was run, and I'm going, I'm assuming they're in zone because that's what it looked like. You have to go back and watch it, but
they don't know. They don't know.
There was nobody there. He just caught it for 13 yards.
Mike, with all that being said, has the fan base tapped out?
There were 15,000 empty seats there yesterday.
Before the game started?
Yep. And
I'm glad you said that, because people talk about the empty seats after the game was obvious, the blowout. There were a lot of people disguised as empty seats before the blowout.
Yes. And then that stadium was about 3/4 filled. Fourth quarter, going into the fourth quarter, and then by midway in the fourth, it was half empty.
That's not what you want, man. That's not what you want. 410-583-1057 is the number, because people, when people find something else, the businesses don't want that. I tell you, the bars are just like horrible right now. I mean, it's ghost town.
When I saw that yesterday, reminding me of 40 years ago when the Colts left town.
Yeah.
And you looked up at the stand and said, oh my gosh, there's no people here. Or the game that Elvis Gerbeck cried. Remember when he cried in that 2001 game?
He was sweating from his eye.
Yeah, he was sweating down his face. Those were the times where you just said, there's despair in this town.
Yeah.
It's over. It's finished.
410-583-1057 is the number. We'll take a look at yesterday's performance by Cooper Rush. We'll do that at 6:30 on the other side. Three up, three down on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When people look back and say, hey, when things were the toughest, when things looked the worst, when we were at our lowest point, how did you handle it? How will you be remembered for how you handle it? And I'm looking for, you know, people to come out fighting and give their best, you know, in those kind of situations. That's what you have to do. When you do that, you come out the other end.
We're going to get to three and out, Mike, but you were there yesterday, and I know how you watch a game. You watch everything. You see everything. He just said, Harbaugh, see how you fight when you're down. I wasn't there, but I had several people texting me, and these are fans, and fans tend to overreact, so I want to get your take on it. That Harbaugh at one point just seemed dejected. He was done.
Watching him on the sideline?
Yes.
I saw some of that too.
Okay.
What really disturbed me, and this would be my down, was when Bateman didn't go for that ball, and he walked by Harbaugh on the sideline, and he did not say one word to him.
Harbaugh didn't?
Nope. And I'm like, nah, man, you got to jump him.
That's your down.
Yeah, you just got to jump him right away and get in his face and say, hey, look, if you don't want to be here, get out, but you're going to play hard, and we're going to try to go get that ball. But he didn't do it.
Because maybe he was done. Okay, that's your down. What's your up?
My up was watching Nick Chubb run. I've always been a Nick Chubb fan. Just a beast of a guy. Even all of those years when he was in Cleveland, and they had virtually no offense, but he was their offense. And then yesterday he had 12 carries, 69 yards. He had a long of 60, a long of 27 yards. But just to watch him play and to watch him bang, I'm like, still got a little bit left in the tank.
What did you get out of that, Jeremy?
Yeah. No, we got a lot in common. We both like watching the Chubb bang. So, I mean, he was just out there.
And 69.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
So fine.
Don't forget that part. Yeah. Hey, what was your up?
Did you like Chubb or Woody better? you were more of a Chubb guy than Woody?
Damian Woody or Nick Chubb?
No, Woody Marks is the other running back there.
That's why I forgot about that.
I'm a chubby chick kind of guy.
Yeah, okay.
Are you down?
Try to get as many wiener puns as I can.
It was your up.
Wiener?
Xavier Hutchinson. I mean, got targeted 3 times, 2 touchdowns. That's pretty efficient. That's somebody relying in the red zone, so he killed us yesterday. It's out of the 4 touchdowns they scored in the air, he had 2 of them.
What's your down?
My down is obviously the Ravens' defense. I know it's an obvious choice, but it has to be talked about. I've never seen a Ravens defense like this. I don't think I've seen an NFL defense like this. And I mean that. I'm not kidding. I've never seen receivers that were, you know, where the defensive backs are not even in the camera shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not,
constantly.
Constantly. And this isn't one broken play. This is all the time. This is 2 seasons now. The beginning of last season where they cleaned up in the middle, and then this season so far, defensive backs throwing their hands up, clearly yelling at each other, like, what's the call, what are we doing? Yeah. You can't have it. I mean, it's from my limited experience. I know guys come out in trips, you yell lock. You know, somebody's got the center guy no matter what. Then, you know, the 1 and 3 guys, they're taken by, you know, you have them when they cross. There's ways of doing this that clearly they're not calling these things. I just don't know what the hell's going on, and to me it looks like a total lack of preparation, because even though these guys are not the starters, they're NFL players. They're not this bad. This to me is they can't be. They wouldn't be in the NFL if they were this bad.
But a buddy of mine said yesterday the Ravens defense looked like a Power 5 school versus a directional school. that's what it looks like right now. Jeremy, what's your up?
North Baltimore, right? My up is CJ Stroud. You know me. Yeah, you know what percent of passes he completed yesterday? Did anybody look at it?
I know it was 23 of 27. I don't know what the percentage is off the top of my head. Okay. 85%,
244 yards, 4 touchdowns. He averaged, and just so you know, it's not dinking and dunking. He averaged 9 yards per attempt.
You know how you know it's not digging and dunking?
Just watch the game.
Because Ed said they would throw the ball downfield and you saw no DBs.
Yeah.
If he was digging and dunking, you see defenders around there. Well, downfield, you don't.
He did whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, he did.
He had a crazy-ass game, plus a 30-yard run on top of that.
What's your down?
My down is my walk of shame. I know some of us picked the Ravens, and I was sure that guy was going to be waiting on hold to call in. To bust my chops after he called in and said, we don't know anything, or at least I don't. I think he said it about all of us, but I took it personally.
Who cares?
Like Michael Jordan. I took that personally.
Did you really?
No.
But did you go home and cry?
I just hated the fact that somebody called in. It's like, you guys are idiots. Okay, disagree with us, but don't be a jackass. But they looked awful. And I told Mike, I think you were out of the room, and Ed, after that first drive, I knew it was, like, I'm watching that game going, ooh, this is going to be a long one.
I had them losing, but full disclosure, not that badly.
Right.
If I had them losing a close game, if someone would have said to me, well, Rob, you being a homer, the game's going to be a blowout, I would have told them they're stupid. Because there's no way I would think the Ravens would lose 44-10 at home to anybody, let alone the Houston Texans. My up, Jaire Alexander. Not many good things happen for the DBs, but he stopped the player from doing the Ray Lewis celebration. You don't do that at our home, man. Now, Jeremy didn't like it because he didn't stop him.
He still did it. Then he's like, I want the ball. Give me the ball. You don't get that ball.
Jeremy, 44-10, man. I don't have much.
That's some crybaby.
I don't have much.
I ain't arguing with you.
I ain't got much, man.
You know how you stop him from doing...
You want me to pick? You know, it's 44-10, Mike. I'm reaching here.
You stop him from doing the squirrel dance by not letting his ass in the end zone.
That's the best he's got.
That's all I got, man. He's poo-pooing on that.
Terrible,
he's got a point, but that's all I got.
Right on. I hear you.
My down would be the Ravens' energy. Is that bad to you, Jeremy?
No, you're good.
All right. Ravens' energy is zero. No energy whatsoever from this football team. It was negative energy. They look like they're done. Jeremy, they are one more game away from being, as you would say, Cancun on 3.
Yeah. I mean, well, they still, because you have 17 games, but you got to be perfect. And they haven't shown us anything to say that they're going to be perfect. Nope. Your schedule sets up nicely.
Yep.
But again, like we just talked about, how good is this league? Been saying something's wrong with Philly. Denver catches them in the fourth quarter there. Now A.J. Brown's pointing fingers at Jalen Hurts. The Bills lost to the Patriots last night. The Rams get 10 days to get ready for the Ravens, and they're coming off a loss to the damn 49ers. What did Arizona even do yesterday? What is that? What is it? DeMercado. Hey, who's dropping the ball before you get in the damn end zone?
What about the Carolina Panthers coming back?
It's just, this league is
down
drunk.
17.
It's just, I don't know that anybody's any good. I just know that the Ravens are bad.
I think you have bad teams and worse teams. That's the league.
They've been working on this for a while, watering down this league.
Jay in Baltimore. What's up, Jay? Good morning, sir.
My whole big thing is with this is the coach ain't going to do nothing. He sees what the problem is, and all he says is, well, next man up. You know, we got the guys in the building that could do it. I don't know what he be seeing or if he's reminiscing off of old teams, but I don't understand why he's not, like you said, getting in these players' faces when they're not doing the correct thing. And, Jeremy, I want to know what's the over-under of or making it throughout the rest of the season. Thank you, gentlemen. Y'all have a good day.
I kind of agree with Mike. I think the bye week is when you end up seeing him go because I don't see this getting fixed this week and going up against the Rams.
No.
I mean, look, after watching what we just saw in this league, I'm not putting it past anybody to pull off an upset, win a game, but this dog ain't hunting right now.
We all heard the legend of Steve Bisciotti getting Harbaugh in a limousine from D.C. to Baltimore telling him that Cam Cameron had to go. At some point, when do you hear from Bisciotti, Mike? Not us, Harbs. Bisciotti ain't going to tell us. No, should he?
You know, I mean, we were asked this question yesterday, and I told Vinny Serrato, I just said, I'm pretty sure, and Bisciotti has admitted he's an impulsive kind of guy. I'm pretty sure he's fired him a couple times between one game and the next day or so. But then after he calms down and maybe gets some reasoning from some of the people in the front office, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. He likes John Harbaugh, and they get along very well. But the bottom line is wins. You got to win football games. And then you see what's happening on the field. And it's not just about injuries. I don't care what anybody says. I look at that defense, they're poorly coached. And that's even with Chuck Pagano and as the secondary coach. I look at their offense, and the quarterbacks are getting harassed and saying, what are you going to do to change up? How about some screens? How about some quick slants? How about some quick passes? I don't see those either. I mean, people can just say the defense is bad. That's a bad football team all around. And, you know, usually they've always had Lamar to pull him out out of the jams, out of the situations. And he's hurt. And I think he's slowed down a little bit in the past because he's been in the league 8 years. It happens. You know, people are catching him from behind. I never saw that before.
Well, C.J. Stroud said he was losing some athleticism and his ass only 23. What the hell is he talking about? Yeah, man, I just feel like, you know, I'm getting older and things are slowing down. Shut up.
People are hitting you.
Hit 30, hit 40.
It happens.
People are hitting you, man.
People smack the pee out of you. That's what happens in football.
We go around the NFL at 6:45, but on the other side, how did Cooper Rush do yesterday? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Rush. Deep ball. Well played by Lassiter. Another interception for this Houston defense.
I wouldn't say shell-shocked, no, but there's a lot of guys in there play a lot of ball, know what the NFL's like. It's a week-to-week deal, and, you know, obviously no one's happy. But, like I said, just got time to dig ourselves out of it.
That's the comment by Cooper Rush, the Ravens starting quarterback, who completed 70% of his passes, 14 of 20. We actually completed three more to the Texans. Three interceptions. Passer rating of 58.1. It's a question that I guess I got to ask because that's what we're doing right now. But, Preston, your thoughts on Cooper Rush's performance yesterday?
Give him a D.
And
you
give him a what?
A D.
Okay.
Not a B. D, as in dog.
I saw the report.
Not very good.
5-11, not very good.
The three picks that he threw, two of them led to, one of them led to a touchdown, the other one led to a field goal. You give away 10 points, that's not a good day. I think his QB rating was 58.1. Stationary target. He is what you thought he was going to be. I mean, you saw him play in Dallas. Their offense is a little different. This one was, I was waiting to see a little bit more with him. I actually was hoping that Huntley would get in and they would run some options and stuff around the corner to spread their defense out, but I didn't see anything.
I mean, if they'd have done that, they might have cut the lead to 28.
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, but you're right.
It's true.
You got to try everything, though, at this point.
But, you just do everything you can. And if you come up with some trick plays and in the rounds and whatever, you just run them. That's all you got. So I was hoping for a little bit more, but I didn't get much imagination from the coaching staff either.
And I did not understand one sack that he took.
Yeah.
A 16-yard loss. That was still early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It mattered. When you avoid the first would-be tackler, mm-hmm. and you got a receiver on the sideline, why not just throw it 10 feet over his head out of bounds to avoid that sack?
Because he watches Lamar play every week and he doesn't do that.
You know what's funny? You say that. I watch in the first half of the game at Jimmy's,
mm-hmm.
and some guy that's sitting on my left, I don't even know, I'm screaming, throw it out of bounds. He said, no, Lamar's a bad influence to it.
It's true, though. It's like, that's why I'm not accepting it. I'm not a Cooper Rush fan. However, I thought he did a much better job avoiding pressure yesterday than Lamar ever does lately, because he had one sack. Lamar got sacked six times recently. And don't tell me he couldn't have thrown those balls away. It's like, right. That's ridiculous. That's on him.
He said Lamar's a bad influence.
He is. So, I mean, I cannot possibly criticize Cooper Rush's one sack.
16-yard loss, though, dude. Come on. Yeah, when you shake the first guy, throw it away.
Get rid of it.
Just, you think you're going to shake the second guy? You got lucky.
Yeah.
You got lucky to get rid of the first one. Get rid of the ball, man. Gee. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback. It's not much there. I mean, what do you say about Cooper Rush, dude? He's a backup quarterback.
He's a backup quarterback.
There are 32 good quarterbacks in the National Football League. How do you expect the backups to number 33 to 64 to be good?
Yeah. I mean, he's exactly what we got him for. Yep. He's a decent quarterback in the NFL. He gets the ball out pretty quick. He wasn't easy to sack because he does get it out fairly quickly.
Isn't that part of the game plan with him, though, too?
Part of the game plan every week. Lamar should be getting out quickly.
But they don't run the same thing.
The problem with this is, like, Lamar is holding on. He makes big plays, and it's not happening this season. Well, there are a few that we can point out. But the fact that you hold on to the ball is because he's trying to make a play downfield. We're just not going to bring up when the play happens, like, hey, good job holding on to the ball, because if you got rid of it sooner, we wouldn't have had that. And that's where I think this comes
But I watch other quarterbacks. I watched Justin Herbert yesterday. He was actually, you wait. If you realize you're going to be taken, get rid of it. Then there is no play to be made because he has nowhere to go in the last couple
of
weeks.
But he still takes sacks and turns the ball over, Herbert.
Let me finish what happened yesterday because it's not the point is not made yet. I watched him yesterday. He got he tried to run. He had some long runs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He did. But once he was in the grasp, he was on his knee, he threw the ball out of bounds. That's what you have to do. I mean, you can't just when you're gotten, like, get rid of it.
Well, even the one there, though, he took the sack because his knee was on the ground.
Who's that?
Yeah. Herbert.
Herbert got sacked four times yesterday.
Yeah.
But there's something to be said, too, about, I mean, look, with running quarterbacks, it's going to happen. I consider Herbert a running quarterback, even though he doesn't take off the way that some of these other guys do.
He's the modern day mobile passer, which yesteryear is Steve Young. Today he's the mobile guy because you have the Josh Allen, the Lamar Jackson, guys like that who are freaks. Justin Herbert, if he played 20 years ago, would have been a freak.
By the way, we're sitting here. There's some really bad quarterback play in this league.
That's why I said you can't criticize Cooper Rush because there aren't 32 good starters.
I watched Geno Smith play yesterday. Horrible. You can't, like, go ahead and criticize anybody you want, but start where it needs to be starting. And
I would start Cooper Rush over Geno Smith.
Not me.
I would. Geno Smith gives you nothing, man.
I think they both.
I mean, the present Geno Smith, but in his heyday, he was decent.
He's had some good games with the Raiders here this year. It's just yesterday he looked atrocious.
Yeah, and the problem with the Ravens, they can't run the football. If they can't run, they have no play-action passing game. They have nothing. And they can't run the football. and then they get pressured, and it's not a good situation for this offense.
Let's go to Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Well, shit. I didn't think I was going to get a phone call, but, hey, if y'all thought that they was going to win yesterday, I won't whenever y'all smoking. Also, I want to know how much cover or zone that Zach Orr is running, because they need to run a little bit more man, because it's just not happening.
Eli, let me ask you a question, because I never understood that comment. If you think them predicting the Ravens winning was a bad thing, am I right? That's what you think is a bad thing?
Well, no.
Then why would you want what they're smoking if you think it's crazy? That doesn't make sense.
Well, it's crazy.
You shouldn't want what they're smoking. It's a bad thing.
Don't.
Is that going to comment? That
why
makes
didn't
sense.
You say that on Friday?
You all are crazy making that pick. I want what you smoking. Why would you want that?
I ain't giving you anything that's smoking.
Hey, Jeremy, man. Give me some of that, man. Give me here.
Fred and Hagerstown. What's up, Fred?
Party foul.
Hey guys. I was at the game yesterday, and Cooper Rush actually threw the ball pretty good, so I'm not going to criticize him 100%. My big thing is not about the injuries per se. They do happen. But the mental mistakes that they made yesterday were absolutely inexcusable. They can't seem to not do a false start, have an illegal man downfield. I mean, does that come back to the coaching or
yes.
the discipline?
Yeah, I think that's how you practice, to be honest with you. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked lackadaisical. It looked to be lethargic at times. That, to me, doesn't start on game day. Game day is a result of you getting away with that all week.
Was it illegal motion with Likely?
Oh, God, where he's moving forward?
Yes.
Come on, you're not in the Arena League. I know you just got back, but why are you even leaning forward on that play?
Tell me he hasn't done that in practice. That's the CFL. You start running.
Tell me he hasn't done that in practice. Tell me
that's
he hasn't
what I mean.
Done
it's like, that's, you know, it's like, how does that happen?
That looked like when teams used to run the old crackback, now that it's illegal, that you have the guy sneaking over there, and before you know it, he's kind of in motion, and he's running towards the D end and knock his ass over. Like, what are we doing here? And then they had so many – you're talking about all the different things you could point at, like poor play. What about all the penalties? I mean, there's just so many penalties for a team that can't afford to have them.
Right. Or missed tackles. Oh. There were like 8 or 9 of them yesterday.
Jenkins had him in the hole, which should have been a stop for a loss, and then he just damn near picks up a first down. You hit him in the backfield.
Yep.
He couldn't hold on to him.
Remember that.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
All right.
All right. And man, that was tough to watch, you know. The defense was offensive, and the offense was non-existent. And I told y'all, you Friday, though, if we had about as much chance if we put Cecil Cooper or Cynthia Cooper or D.B. Cooper to hijack. We would have had as much chance, man.
What was the show with the comedian, Mr. Cooper? Was it?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
What was it?
Yeah, Hanging with Mr. Cooper. My favorite, Mark Curry. My favorite story, my dad was in the Bahamas, and he told me he met, because I used to watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper all the time, and he shows me the picture. I said, Dad, you took your picture with a random black dude at the airport. That is not Mr. Cooper. He pulled one over on you. Here's Mr. Cooper. I said, Dad, they all don't look alike. Come on.
I've done that. I took a picture with a kid when the Rangers won the cup as Brian Leach. Because I was protecting the Stanley Cup. I was off duty working security, and I looked like Brian Leach at the time. Kid came over to me. I go, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Until you accidentally signed Ed Norris. Damn it. You got another pen?
Bill in Liberty Town. What's up, Bill?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
You know, I would like to direct this to Mr. Preston. The defense was bad, but what is up with the offensive line? They cannot block. They can't open holes. What is up with the offensive line?
It's not just the offensive line. They can't win the line of scrimmage. Go back to Detroit. We look at Kansas City. And then we look at yesterday's game. And you go back and you got to question Eric DaCosta and say, you load it up. And I get what he tried to do. Provide Lamar with all of these weapons, and then you go out and you get all of these cornerbacks, and they're talking all of this yap before the season starts. Oh, we got 5 guys who were number one picks here, so we're going to go in and play well. How about winning the line of scrimmage? Because as much as football changes, if you control the line of scrimmage, you're probably going to win a lot of football games, and that's where it's won and lost. And they need to go back to that and get some of these draft picks in the early rounds who can play. Because if you look at the lineups yesterday, it wasn't very good up front. And then you look over on the offensive line, Ronnie Stanley, Lindenbaum, first round picks, and then the other guys are just kind of fill-ins where they try to develop guys. And I get it, because that's the nature of the football of football in the NFL. Everybody's pass happy. You spend all the money on these guys, the pretty boys, and then you don't invest in the offensive and defensive lines. You got to go back to that, and they just haven't done a very good job.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Bite Me sounds for the post-game press conference at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, we go around the league on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go around the National Football League. Got to go through this quickly. Jeremy Kahn, what you got on them Vikings, man?
Yeah, I mean, got it done in the end. If you guys missed it, I was actually live on the air with the guys telling them on our pregame show that I needed the Vikings -3.5. So I either want a field goal to go to overtime or that touchdown. They got it done. And God dang it, Justin Jefferson's so freaking good. That guy makes so many damn plays. But yeah, he had a huge game. Jordan Addison with the big touchdown. They win and leave that game for the Browns, for sad Browns fans, sad.
What about the Colts?
Colts just getting it done. I mean, this is another one we keep asking ourselves, is Daniel Jones for real? I think at some point you have to go, yeah, he looks pretty good with them. We got enough of a sample size to say that he's going to be fine. But Jonathan Taylor with a big game. Michael Pittman gets into the end zone. So just a big, big win. Geno Smith, doo-doo.
Yes, he is doo-doo. What about the Saints?
Saints, yeah, well, I mean,
they weren't doo-doo for a day.
One of the things I got right, but that game could have gone either way, to be fair. The Giants were driving and then turned the damn ball over. A Cam Scatabo fumble and scoop and score puts the Saints ahead and the Giants could never recover. With all due respect to that Giants team, I thought Jackson Dart deserved better. My concern was him going on the road in this game. And honestly, I don't think he was the problem. I think it was the others. So Giants lose. Saints get their first win.
The boys.
Yeah, I mean, I've already heard from Rashawn. He's the person that keeps talking about a team that nobody cares about. The Dallas Cowboys stink. They beat a team that stinks more. I mean, they both stink. Like, I don't know what the big deal about this is. They got to win. Congrats, Cowboys.
Are the Jets the only winless team now? I think they are.
Oh, they are. Tennessee and New Orleans won. Sorry, Ed.
Yeah, I don't care.
Ed, speaking of which, what about the Broncos?
Broncos, you know, they got it done. They were losing 17-3, right? Going into the fourth quarter, coming up with 18 fourth quarter points, ended up pulling out 21-17. 3-2 now. I mean, I know the Chargers got beaten yesterday, but that still may be one of the best divisions in football right now. There's got a couple of good teams in there. Broncos are one of them. You hand the Eagles their first loss.
What about the Panthers?
Panthers beat a bad team. I think the Dolphins suck too.
They came back and did it too.
That's... Yeah, they did. It was 17 second half points. Ended up winning 27-24. Oregon State, I don't think they're a very good team, but they beat a bad team. So, you know, that was kind of the battle of the inept.
Jeremy brought it up. Titans picking up their first win of the year.
They did, and I think you want to talk about how they did it? One of the craziest games you'll see. Just, you know, a comedy of errors. The Titans score 16 fourth quarter points, end up winning 22-21, get their first win of the season, and they hope they cherish it, which will probably be their last.
I don't think people realize. So DeMarcado had the touchdown that was going to seal the game, drops the ball at the half-inch line like a dumb. I still don't know how players do this.
Same thing. I said, because he's not the first guy to do this. No, I've seen this happen before many times.
It just happened last week to A.D. Mitchell from the Colts. He just did it last week. Yeah. Yep. And then even on top of that, they drive all the way down the field. They're down 9, speaking of the Titans. They throw an interception. The guy goes to the ground, falls on it, flips, loses the ball. His teammate kicks it in the end zone. They get a touchdown off of an interception. And you're going, how is this even possible? How, Sway?
And the Bucks.
Oh, go ahead.
The Bucks played a good team.
I think the table just moved. Ed just got excited.
Hey, at least there's one good team in this room right now.
God, they look good.
They look good. They really do. I mean, they did not beat the Titans. They did not beat the Jets. They beat the Seahawks in Seattle. I mean, that's a big win. And they came back to do it. They were down. They ended up tying the game and then winning the game in the fourth quarter. It was a big win. And I think Baker Mayfield is he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. He threw 379 yards yesterday and 2 touchdowns. And more than that, that guy's got balls. He doesn't fold under pressure. He doesn't panic when they're behind. He comes out with that confidence. Like when you see they're behind, okay, that's fine. We're going to get this done. And he does it. And that's why I like it. I mean, Rob always talks about his swagger. That is. It's like supreme confidence in what he can do when he gets it done.
Detroit Lions beat the Cincinnati Bengals now. Bengals are a game under 500 at 2-3. Lions keep on rolling. Montgomery was 18 carries, 65 yards, but Jared Goff 19-23 for 258 and 3 touchdown passes. The Commanders, you know, they hadn't played in a couple of weeks. Jaden Daniels comes out. He takes care of business, 15-26 for 231. The Commanders beat up on the Chargers in Los Angeles. Bad loss for the Chargers. Their second loss of the year, 27-10. By the way, the Chargers now have lost 2 in a row, both to the NFC East. And finally, last night, Sunday Night Football, all the hype for the Buffalo Bills. Legends, Bills legends out. The Blizzard uniforms, which make all the sense in the world in October. No sense. That is sarcasm.
I know.
Patriots win 23-20. All I know is this. Drake May went into Buffalo and did Josh Allen-type things. 22 of 30, 273, 101 passer rating. He made great throws, rolling out to his right, throwing it on the sidelines. He kind of it was a national introduction of Drake May. Maybe the Patriots are the surprise team in the AFC this year. They stand at 3-2. And this around the National Football League. Mike Preston's report card, he's in the building. We'll do that at 7:30, but on the other side, bite me. Sounds for the post-game press conference right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.